This is a poem about my father. He's been losing his eyesight for several years, and strangely enough, since he got in an accident and had a detached retina. But since then, since he's been going blind, his hobby is going to painting exhibitions and collecting paintings, which is, I guess, ironically carries a point. But I try to imagine what it must be like in some way to go blind, because I watched him over a period of several years. And after I'd written the poem, he asked me to read it to him. And mostly when I read a poem to my father, he says, "What does it mean? Did you make any money off it or something like that?" But he's usually pleased if I have some success with it. But I read the poem to him, and he liked it. He said it's something like that, and I was pleased to have had that effect on him. It's called "A Man Going Blind" for my father. He steps out. Each moment, though unclear, is an historical event in which he finds himself always at the end, head tilted back in the dark room his eyes provide. Refusing props and pity, he hides his poor sight in a cup, bathes it with fears. Imagine a man lurching toward you continually out of himself, the suspense, the terrors he chooses to dream of in the private hours blossom from what he's seen and will not see. Imagine the mystery, strangers, hermitage, the past light burnt into memory. He is the man who never arrives safely, yet is rarely hurt. On his face, puzzlement, like a blank page. You are his reader. Tempted by pity and seeking your own salvation, you would gladly lie to limit what his eyes see. Cared for by himself alone, his compassion divides. Half is for the man who's going blind. For you, he carries flowers in a dark room.